I mean, there was a little disappointment just as we, you know, word from around the team was, you know, around the league was that I was going to be slotted in the day two kind of guy. But, I mean, that's the way the draft goes, you know. It's really the only thing you know is you don't know what's going to happen. But I couldn't be more happier to be in an amazing organization on a great team. And I am more determined than I already was. And I'm just excited to get to Green Bay, get the playbook, study it, and get ready to work and, you know, compete.
Thoughts on going from 1-11 Colorado team to a Super Bowl contender?
The question was your thoughts on going from a 1-11 Colorado team to a, you know, playing a Super Bowl contender.
It's going to be awesome just to know the mere fact that, you know, our team has a great chance of going to the Super Bowl. You know, consecutive years they've been contenders. So that's an amazing feeling, you know. But I mean, I've been through an organization that had a struggling time, so I know how to face adversity. And, you know, there's, of course, it's going to be adversity no matter what team you're going to be on. So I'm definitely prepared with that, but I'm also excited to, you know, have the wins keep coming in our direction.
Has he talked to his brother yet?
Have you talked to your brother yet?
Yeah, he was with me, and here when I got the call, and, you know, we hugged, and, you know, literally my eyes got really teary-eyed, and we're just super excited. I mean, he's close to, you know, a couple of Green Bay Packers, and, you know, he couldn't be happier for me. And, you know, because we've worked so hard, and we worked together for so long, ever since I was pretty much 17 years old, we've been working together. And, you know, just training, so it's like, you know, as much as it is for me and my success, you know, we've done this together, and we just continue to work harder and for the rest of the years.
Why did you decide to go pro after 3 years?
Why did I decide to quit after 3 years?
Yeah.
I just felt, you know, there's multiple things that went through my mind. One of them, you know, was, you know, my coaching change that did play a factor, but it wasn't a significant factor. I knew no matter what, I was going to send in my NFL draft evaluation for juniors. I sent it in and I got a good grade back that I felt comfortable with. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I just felt I was mentally mature enough and I wanted to, you know, take the next step, play against, you know, the best in the world that play this sport in this game. And I felt I could compete at a high level. And I wanted to make that leap because that's always been a dream of mine. And if that door is open, why not take that route? So that's kind of my thought process. And at the end of the day, my parents gave me the approval because, I mean, I still am, you know, the youngest of four in the family, and my parents play a big, significant role.
David, do you see yourself playing left tackle in the NFL, or have the Packers given other indications?
I feel I can play left tackle. I've shown in college, but wherever the Packers want me to play is where I'm going to play. They're going to give me a playbook. They're going to let me know the position, and I'm going to study it and try and become the best position that I can. But I mean, I feel I can fill in full positions. That's just kind of, you know, my body type and how, you know, how my athleticism plays. So I mean, I'll just have to wait and see. But I'm excited to embark on this new journey and, you know, maybe a new position.
David, are you friends or acquaintances with Aaron Rodgers and Clay Matthews?
I had met Aaron once or twice. I'm good friends with his younger brother, Jordan. We trained together through this whole process and became good friends. We played a lot of FIFA together and hung out outside of training. So that's how, you know, I kind of know the Rodgers, but, you know, I've only hung out with Aaron maybe once. And then Clay, we get friends with my older brother, and I was training with him for about, I think, like 2.5 weeks before he got his new deal done and had to go and went back to Green Bay. So I had a chance to meet him and hang out with him. He's a great guy. He's a phenomenal competitor, and, I mean, his work ethic is unparalleled. So, I mean, it's awesome to work with that kind of guy, and I'm just excited now to get to compete against him and learn, you know, what he does, because, I mean, shoot, if I can, you know, learn from him and block him. I feel I can pretty much block anyone, so that's something I'm really excited to, you know, jump in and start working with.
Kevin, anything else for David?
What does he see as his strong suit that he brings to the team?
And the question was, what do you see as your strengths that you bring to the table?
Can you say it again?
Yeah, the question was, what do you feel like the stronger parts of your game are and the strengths that you bring to the table?
The stronger parts of my game, I feel, you know, is my athleticism, my versatility, my leverage, you know, and the good core strength, good positioning. And what I can bring to the table is, you know, I can help a team out. And with the versatility and the multiple positions, I mean, I know you can only carry, you know, 46, I think, suit up on the 52-man roster, I think 7 offensive linemen they have. So I think it's very comfortable, you know, you have a player who is, I mean, I find myself as a good player who can come in and compete, yet you have the comfort of knowing that I can go play multiple positions and help out, because it's a long season. And, you know, with a team that, you know, is an awesome organization. They're, you know, playoff after playoffs. It's a lot of games underneath the belt. And injuries do occur. They're not something that doesn't happen. So to have the ability that I know that I can jump around from position to position could really help the team in the long run. And I think that's a huge benefit.
So do it.
What do you feel you have to work on most in your game?
The most I can work on is definitely adjusting to the game, becoming smarter, adding more tools to my toolbox of, you know, how to block guys, you know, strict finding angles, you know, little things, you know, like not being on my toes as much and just becoming more stout and becoming more complete all-around player. And as I grow, definitely learn and become more comfortable and confident in multiple positions. Because though I can play them, I've been playing left tackle and right tackle all my college career with a little bit of guard in it. So to get more reps to guard, you know, to snap the ball more and more and more, could just definitely improve my game and the versatility factor.
David, who's your agent?
Mark Humanick with Athletes First.
Can you spell his last name for us?
H-U-M-E-N-I-K.